Okay, Parshas Drachim, Drush Sheni. This is part three. Okay, so till now we had said, just to chazer some key yesodos here, the Parshas Drachim had told us till now a couple of yesodos. One, whether the Jews had a din of a Ben Noach or a Yisrael, Kodem Matan Torah, that is Machlokas Rishonim, and the Ramban holds that they had a din of a Yisrael, and Tosfos holds that they had a din of a Ben Noach. That's number one. Number two is that a Ben Noach is not mechuyev to give up his life for any mitzvah, even of the Shavuot mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to give up his life, with the possible exception of murder. And also he told us that there's a machlokas rishonim, the Rambam and Tosfos, if a person's not mechuyev to give up their life, do they have the right to opt in? Do they have the right to voluntarily give up their life anyway, if they want to be machmir and do a mitzvah, even if it isn't Yehareg Val Yavur, do they have the right to do that? The Rambam says you do not. Tosfos says you can. Okay, that's just a quick chazar of Yesodos. You need to continue here. Okay, so now we have the following. He brings a medrash that says, it's a medrash in Parshas Vayeshev, Parsha Pei Zayin Simen Yud. It says, Vayetze Hachutza, that Yosef, when he was confronted with Eshes Potiphar, so it says, Vayenas Vayetze Hachutza, Yosef ran outside. And the medrash says, it was Bischus Avram, who says, by Avram, Vayetze Oso Hachutza. It's playing in the same Hachutza. That by Avram, it says, Hashem took Avram Hachutza to show him that, hey, you see the stars, your kids are going to be more than the stars. He took him above the mazel. Okay, so it's Bischus that. Okay, now the Marash explains that this schus we're talking about is that Yosef was physically threatened by Eshes Potiphar. She said that she was going to cause him physical harm if he did not listen to her, and it was Bischus Avram that was able to run away and nothing happened to him. I mean, she didn't physically attack, you know, have him physically harmed. Okay, so the Parshas Drachim asks, it's very nice that Yosef trusted in Avram's schus, but what's the schus of this, the hachutza? The fact that Avram went outside and Hashem showed him that he'd have so many kids and he took him above his mazel, what does that have to do with anything? So, to answer that, you have to first understand what was the whole story over there with Avram. Why was Avram nervous? Because it says, Chazal say, because he saw in his mazel said he was going to have no kids. Didn't Avram know, ain mazel Yisrael? What was Avram worried about? There's a principle in Mazel Yisrael. And the truth is, the Ma'arim says, yes, he didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know in Mazel Yisrael. The Parshas Drachim finds that very unlikely. So he adds it as a kasha. Why was Avram afraid? So he explains what you would expect. That's because Avram did know. Avram knew there was a concept of Ein Mazel Yisrael. Thing is, Avram didn't think it was a Yisrael. He thought he had a din of the Ben Noach. So if Avram had a din of the Ben Noach, so then Ben Noach is under mazel. And if you're under mazel, then if the mazel says you're not going to have kids, you're not going to have kids. So that's why he was afraid. And then Hashem took him above the mazel and showed him, you know, he rearranged the mazel so it wouldn't be a problem. Or whatever. He took care of the mazel issue. Because he had a din of a Yisrael. So Hashem was showing him, no, you don't have a din of a Ben Noach. Actually, you have a din of a Yisrael. Okay. So that explains to us what happened with Yosef. Because, like we said before, that Yosef was, if Yosef had a din of a Ben Noach, then Arayus is not Yehareg Val Yavur for him. You're not allowed to do it, but you don't have to give up your life for it. So therefore, Yosef wasn't sure if he should give up, if he should put himself in danger to save himself from doing Arayus. So, but then he was a Botech B'schos Avram. What are we talking about? The Vayotze Yisoh Achutza, meaning from there, Avram saw, and everyone saw, that Avram had a din, or at least Yosef saw that he had a din of a Yisrael. Okay, so if he had a din of Yisrael, so then he was Botech, and that's chus, that he knew he was his grandchild. He also has a din of Yisrael, and therefore that's why he allowed himself to opt in to put himself in danger. And what I mean by opt in is, I mean to say, is if you're a Yid, you have to give up your life to not do Arayas. But like with the Parshas Drachim is always going with this Rambam, that if you're not mitzvah to give up your life, you're not allowed. So he couldn't have given up his life for to not do Arayos, but because he knew he had a din of a Jew, of Israel, so then he was able to give up his life, and so that's what it means, Bitzchus Avram. Okay, a beautiful pshat. And then he says, with this, the next psukim by Avram are beautiful. It says, he took him out, he took him out Hachutza, he showed him the stars, and it says, Vehemin b'Hashem v'yech shveh lo tzedakah, So what is the how your custom have to do with the price of ish? Why is the pasuk mentioning that? Why is Hashem mentioning I'm Hashem who took you out of your custom? So he says that you could have asked a question like the Ma'arim does in his drashos and Parshas told us. He asks, how was Avraham allowed to throw himself into the Kivshan Aish? Didn't he have a din of a ben Noach? And if he had a din of a ben Noach, he wasn't supposed to give up his life for Avodah Zarah. In which case, the Rambam holds, if you don't have to give up your life, you're not allowed to give up your life. In which case, Avraham did a big avera by jumping into the fire by Ur Kasdim. And the Ma'arim actually says, yes, Avraham was wrong. You got that? Avraham was wrong. He shouldn't have jumped in. And he says that's why there's a medrash that say Chazal say that Bishvil Yaakov Nitzel Avraham, that it was the chus of his grandson Yaakov, that Avraham was Nitzel from the fire in Ur Kasdim. Because he says, because of his own schus, wouldn't have been enough. Wouldn't have been enough. That's why the Medrash says that it was because Yaakov. That's in Bereishis Rabbah, Parashas Hamach Gimelsim, and Yud Beis. For his own schus, he wouldn't have been saved because he really did an avera by jumping in. Because he had a din of a ben Noach, and a ben Noach is not mechuyev to give up his life, in which case he wasn't allowed to give up his life. Okay. But the way the Parashas Drachim has been learning, no, that's not all. These psukim fit beautifully. It's just the opposite. It's because when Hashem took him out of his mazel, Hashem was showing him the Ein Mazel Yisrael, which means, of course, that Avraham has a din of Yisrael. And if that's the case, so then the psukim go great. It says Hashem took him hachutza to show him he's really a yid, Ein Mazel Yisrael. You don't have to worry about mazel. Avraham, and that was a tzedakah for him. And he says, I am the one who took you out of Ur Kasdim, meaning I took you out. Because you did, you of course you're a Yisrael. That's why I saved you. Because you did the right thing. Because since you had a din of a Yisrael, therefore jumping into the fire was the right thing to do. And so I am Hashem. I took you out of the mazel. You're a yid, and you were correct to have jumped in, and that's why I saved you. Okay. He then brings another medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's Perek Lamed Tes Os Tes. That says Vayomer Hashem El Avraham Lech Lecha. That's Hadahu Dechsev. First about Amcha Nidvos or Im. Nidvos b'yom chelecha, or imcha, I'm sorry. Imcha, not amcha, imcha, I'm sorry. Imcha nidvos b'yom chelecha, which is imcha yisi beish shenidbakta l'shmi. I was with you, Hashem says to Avraham, I was with you when you jumped into the fire in the Kivshan Aish. And later on, it quotes the further, to tell yaldusecha that your childhood is like dew. What does that mean? So the Medrash says, Avraham was afraid because he had worshipped Avodah Zarah when he was a child. So he was afraid that that was a big problem for him. And Hashem said, no, it's like dew. What's like dew? Just like dew evaporates in the morning. So too, your avera of Avodah Zarah evaporated. Furthermore, the Medrash continues, just like dew is a siman bracha l'olam, so too you are a siman bracha l'olam. Okay. So the Parashat Drachim says that there's a couple of questions here. First of all, what does it mean, I was with you when I saved you? Of course, Hashem was with him and saved him. We know that. Secondly, why was Avraham afraid? This is a pretty basic question. Why was Avraham afraid of the Averis he did, the Avodah Zarah he did before he was Megayer? Don't we have a principle of Gershon's character cut in Shinola dummy? Why was Avraham afraid that back when he was before he was Megayer, he worshipped Avodah Zarah? So what? Don't we have... We know Gershon's Ger Kut Shinola Dummy. That means all the Averos go away as soon as the person becomes a Ger. So why should he be afraid of what he did beforehand? Now, the truth is that it is a Machlokis in the Gemara and Yavamas and Daf Memches whether Gershon's Ger Kut Shinola Dummy. But okay, the Pashat Drachim takes it as a Dover Pashat that we paskin the Gershon's Ger Kut Shinola Dummy. So what was Avraham Avinu afraid of? And lastly, I think the most obvious question is, what in the world is that thing at the end? Just like dew is a blessing for the world, so too you are a blessing for the world. Whoa, where did that come from? Pashup Shad is because we mentioned that he's like dew, so we're saying he's like dew, that is a various one way. Oh, and by the way, dew also means that dew is a blessing for the world, and so are you. Okay, but the Pashup Drachim holds it shver, because why do we have to start talking about that Avraham is a blessing to the world? What does that have to do with anything? Okay. So, to answer this question, we need a couple of hakdamos. Number one, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So there, Rabbi Chanina says that a ben Noach, who's Megayer, so if his din and his misa changed, he's pater from what he did when he was a guy. That is to say, a Nachri has a din of his Narag, on whatever the Sheva Mitzvahs are, his Narag on the Sheva Mitzvahs with only one aid and no Hasra, that's his din. And his Misa, that is for all of the Sheva Mitzvahs, the punishment is Saif. Right, of the Dalan Misos, the punishment of Saif, of Herig, that's the punishment for all the Sheva Mitzvahs is Herig. Okay, so if when he becomes a Yid, both changed, that is, he's not getting Saif anymore, and he needs two witnesses anymore, then he's going to be Pater. So let's say if he did something as a Nachri, where the Misa is the same when he became a Yid, that is, if they both happened to be Saif, so then he still gets Saif. So if he murdered someone and then he converts, so he's still a murderer. And it's the same Misa, it's the same Saif, so he would continue to get that. Even in talking about in Beis Din. But if, let's say, his Misa changed, that is, he did something where the punishment as a Yid is Skila, let's say, or Hereg, or Chenek, rather, or something else. Plus, obviously, his din changed because now he needs Hasra and whatever. So if both of those change, then he's Pater from Dinei Adam. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, Tosus there explains that Bidei Shemayim, we hold, of course you're Pater, no matter what, you're Pater, because we have Gerish and his Gairah, Kakat and Shanola Dami. So as soon as he becomes a Ger, even if he was a murderer beforehand, so when he becomes a Yid, he's going to be Pater in upstairs in Dine Shamayim, a Gerish and his Gairah, Kakat and Shanola Dami. But here on earth, based in, if it wasn't Nishtane, both things, then he'll still get killed. So that example, if you murdered someone beforehand, where the Misa for Yid is also Herig, so then he will get that, he'll get that even if he converts. Another Hakdama you need to know is the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kufya Tesomit Beis, that says that the whole world only exists because of Hevel Piem Shel Tinokos, because of the tefillah and the learning of little children. So the Marash Yafa says that we're talking about little kids, that means under Bar Mitzvah. What about between Bar Mitzvah and 20? So there the Gemara says that below 20, based in Shalmaila does not punish until the person reaches 20. But based in Shalmata, here on earth, does punish after 13. So between 13 and 20, where does that? So the Marash Yafa says that's not Tinokos, that does not support the world. And even though Bidine Shamayim, they're 100% clean, however, since Bide Adam, there is a punishment as soon as a kid's 13, they will kill him in Beis Din. So since there's a Chiyuv Bidei Adam, so we're not going to say that the world survives because of this person. In other words, we will not do good for others, b'schus, Hashem doesn't do good for others, b'schus, some 15-year-old who did something terrible, even though in Dinei Shamayim he's Pater, but since in Dinei Adam, they will kill him, or they'll do whatever, they'll punish him, so therefore Hashem's not going to do good to the world because of them. He's not meitiv la'achrini because of something someone does when they're Pater B'dinei Shemayim, if they're Chayiv B'dinei Adam. Those are the 2 points you got to know to get this answer. Okay, here goes. So now we go back to the Maimer we're trying to explain about the Medrash with Avram, that he is like, he was afraid of the Avodah Zarah that he did, and he's like, do. Okay, so the way that Parshas Drachim explains it is all L'shitaso, that we had said that there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Avram, or all Jewish people of Kodem Matan Torah had a din of a Ben Noach, or a din of a Yisrael. So Avram had thought that he had a din of a Ben Noach. Okay. So Hashem is telling him that when you jumped into the fire, I was with you. Imcha Yisi. What does that mean, I was with you? Meaning you did the right thing. You jumped in like we said before, because Hashem said, no, you had a din of a Yisrael. And Araya, so to speak, like Hashem has to bring Araya, but that's the way he says it, Araya kaviyachol, that you have a din of a Yisrael, is because, or I'll show you that a din of a Yisrael, maybe that's the way we would say it, probably, whatever it is, tal yaldusecha, that your averus are like dew. That is, all those years that you did avodah zarah when you were a kid, they're all like dew. Why would that be? Because you're a Magayer. And Gerishin is Gair, Kakatan, Shanola Dami. You no longer have a din of a guy, you have a din of a yid, and therefore all your Averos went away because you did a full geiris and you have a din of a yid. Now, if it wasn't a full geiris, if he had still had a din of a ben Noach, so then how would the averus have gone away? It must be he had a din of a Yehudi. So, but you could still tie, no, that's not true, perhaps. Maybe, really, he still had a din of a ben Noach, but there still was a geiris over here. Even everybody agreed there was some kind of switch, right? He did become not an avodah zarah. There's some kind of geiris over here, so maybe there was a geiris, but he still had an official din of a ben Noach. If so, why would his averus be going away in the like the dew? That's because gershon eskarik katan shenola dummy. Very nice. Gershon eskarik katan shenola dummy. That's the gabe dine shamayim. Okay, so therefore his averus would fall away like the dew. Because even Tosos, even those who hold that they had a din of a ben Noach, presumably hold that there was a geirus, like many Gemaras say, we're just saying that they didn't have a status of their geirus didn't turn them into yidden back then because they didn't have a Torah. Okay, so Hashem says no, because no, it was a full. You're fully a yid. Because if you weren't fully a yid, that means you still have a din of a ben Noach, which means that bidei Adam you'd be chayiv for avodah zarah. Because none of your dinim changed. And if you still have a din of a ben Noach, so it's good in Shemayim, you're kegershin, skarik, kakat, and shenol adami, but you'd still be chayim in dine adam to be killed for the avodah zarah you did when you were a child. And you don't need hasra and all that stuff. But, so how is Hashem showing him it's not true? Because he says, you're going to be like Tal, just like Tal is a blessing to all, so too you will be a blessing to all. And we said from that other medrash that if whenever someone is pater medina Shemayim, but still chayiv b'dinei adam, they're not going to be a blessing to all, just like the children between 13 and 20. The world does not exist because of their hevel p'm, because since they're chayiv b'dinei adam, Hashem doesn't help, they're not a bracha to others. So too, Avram, I am saying you're a bracha to others, that means to say you're not just pater b'dinei shamayim, you're even pater b'dinei adam, which means you had a din of a full Yehudi. So that was what the continuation of that medrash meant. Okay, I think we'll stop here.